and it was well built and had big fireplaces. I remember that as a child because we lived there. And when my mother married my father, she had four or five cottages. She owned the whole block down there and rented those out. She was a widow then. And she gave Papa and Mama a little cottage. You had four, but they were big rooms. And then you'd go across, I said, the first breezeways, you know, they had a top on them, but they weren't closed in on the side. And there was your kitchen way out there, and your servant lived in the other room. And I said, no wonder they used covered dishes, because you'd freeze to death bringing those things across there in the wintertime into the house.
Why did they build the kitchens off from the house like that?
Well, back in those days, they just didn't want the kitchens as close to the living quarters or something, and they all had servants. That's one reason they did it. They didn't want all those odors in the house, I guess, and things like that.
I guess so.
Now they can't get them close enough, you know. But, and we had pretty old furniture in Grandma's house, but Mama married in the gay 90s. Mm-hmm. And when they were all oak, golden oak, and these bird cages and all that mess. And when my uncle, Robert Sherman, and he was really no kin to me. Well, was he kin to me? He was my grandmother's son, but not by my grandfather, the first husband. And he died, and he was like a father to my mother. And so they moved over into the big house with my grandma. And they got rid of so much of our pretty old stuff and kept that old other furniture, you know. But oak's coming back now.
Sure is. I guess it'll last a long time. So.
Oh, yes, and it's good furniture. And Papa had Mama had beautiful furniture and oak and everything. But they gave away beautiful spool beds. And when we moved out here, I couldn't get my grandma's bed upstairs. It would have gone through the ceiling. It has such high posts, you know, thing. So this old Negro man, Thomas, he preached on Sunday and was yard man during the week. Mm-hmm. He got that bed and sold it to one of the Necrosis' wife, who was Mr. Barry Holt's daughter, and I guess it's in that family now.
Oh.
I'd like to have it, but I don't know what I'd do with it. I couldn't get up here. Couldn't then. I couldn't get it up there now.
You have some very interesting furniture around here, like these chairs.
It's
so what could you tell me about
and
some
all
of
that stuff in there was older than the Civil War one.
Really? Could you tell me about the story about these chairs again?
I'll tell you about it. Well, I was working at the Capitol, and they were remodeling it, and I've always thought it was a desecration to do that. They had the most beautiful Supreme Court. It wasn't big, too big, but the mahogany and the millwork on that, it was a kind of an oval thing when you went in the door of the Capitol back there, and now it's just plain old corridors through there. Mr. Forsyth and a man from Tuscaloosa had that big idea, and they wanted more room. And instead of building buildings, they just cut up the Capitol for that. And up over that was the Supreme Court Library, and it went out toward the back of the Capitol. And they decided to get new chairs and things for them. But now these had been done away with many years ago. They were kind of captain's chairs. And then the kind they had when they did all this remodeling were had cane backs. They were tall chairs, and all the lawyers would go up there and sit in those chairs. And I imagine these would be mighty uncomfortable all day long to sit in, you know. But I don't mind them. I play cards, I play bridge, and I'll just sit in these chairs right on.
Do you still play bridge?
Oh, yes, I love it.
Or you remember a bridge club or anything?